What was it like getting out of bed this morning? I guess sort of the first day at the office with your staff and everything. Exciting?
Extremely. It was. I haven't been this excited since probably Saturday night. But it was fun, and to have Michael address the group and Stephen and Jason and get the thing started, it was perfect. And I know the guys are excited, and we get this thing going as fast as we can get going, and everybody's getting unpacked, and the evaluations process is starting already, and away we go.
Have you spoken to any of the players?
I have spoken to quite a few and said hello without breaking the rules and talking about football. It's very exciting to see their excitement and looking at the guys who are rehabbing and getting better downstairs. And a lot of guys have reached out and we've talked over the phone and told them couldn't wait to see them. And a couple guys stopped in today and said hello.
How familiar was your staff with one another?
We have a lot of ties. Some go back to my playing at Virginia Tech. Nick Rapone was a freshman. I was a senior. He was my defensive coordinator at Temple. Amos Jones was my graduate assistant at Alabama and gave him his first job at Temple. Todd Bowles and Kevin Ross were captains of mine at Temple, and Nick coached both of them. And Larry had coached with Todd and Amos four different times, Larry Zerline. Obviously, Tom Moore and Tom Pratt and I go way back. And, you know, the staff is covering Super Bowl I to Super Bowl 45. Tom Pratt coached in Super Bowl I. Tom Moore obviously coached in, I think, five, I think. I've had three. Tom Pratt's had two. Todd Bowles got, as a player, I think, two. So it's a very close staff, and extremely excited about this group of guys. And they're great teachers. I think that's all coaches are, teachers. You can know everything, but if you can't teach it, not doing you any good. And so that part of it is what really gets me excited about it. As I was looking for this one, because this is by far the most important. Coach Bryant's always been over my left shoulder for 30 years. One of my players at Temple's dad gave me that my first year at Temple. It was the cover of Time magazine.
Anything in particular about your message to them today?
Be themselves. The one thing that Coach Bryant left me with when I went away to be a head coach at 30 was coach them hard and hug them later. Never forgotten that. And we like to be up-tempo at practice. Coach them extremely hard and a great relationship. Want the players to want to be around their coaches and vice versa. You know, that's something that's extremely important to me.
So what's a thumbnail of what you and the coaching staff will do between now and when you leave for the combine in a couple weeks?
Biggest thing right now is to evaluate our roster. Go through it, every single player, write them up, see what we think, and then look at the restricted free agents and unrestricted free agents, get them all evaluated in the next 4 or 5 days, and work with Steve and Jason in that area, and start to look at the combine. The college guys go to the combine. And then when we get back, playbooks in the morning, personnel in the afternoon, and grind it on out. And schedule's made all the way to the vacation, so we're ready to go. It'll be on you before you know it.